Sky Netball. It's the place to be. For all your netball needs,
be it the best international action,
world-class netball. Lovely. Getting your Vitality Netball Super League fix. Easy. They make it look simple.
Or keeping up to date with the Suncorp Super Netball.
That's a great challenge.
We've got you covered. All the best action, reaction, stories and social.
We're here to play. We're here to win.
They were fantastic as always today.
Just going to fight for each other.
You're in the right place. Sky Sport, the home of netball.
Borja has a look in, the step into. That is a goal that we know she can get, but the volume of goals has not been there for this Team Bath side. This was the Leeds Rhinos side, who on Valentine's Day lost by 20 goals to Team Bath. They've turned it around. The love has been shown inside the arena in Birmingham, and they have beaten Team Bath by 10. Their first win over the former Super League champions. We were used to it last season, this Rhino side showing up when the odds were against them. We haven't really seen it this time round. We've not had the consistency. They've not had the belief that every one of the seven on court and those on the bench who are on their toes believing off court knew that this side could win a famous 3 points against Team Bath. 64-54. At times, that was a wide gap, Amma. But looking at it, it didn't feel like that on court. One of the best games we've seen.
It was brilliant. So intense. Really exciting. As you say, the scoreline doesn't reflect what happened on court. Both teams, the intensity and able to keep maintaining that throughout the game. Bree Grierson, yesterday she was on, she came off. Today she outlasted the game she played. She was excellent.
So many of these players could have won player of the match, but defensively they stood up. Rebecca Airy will take home the glory. She's with Hannah.
Thanks very much, Caroline. Rebecca Airy, our Vitality player of the match. 6 turnovers from you in that game in what was a real tussle and, crucially, the first time Leeds Rhinos have beaten Team Bath. What does that mean to you as a group?
I think we're very chuffed. I think we had a bit of a dire game against Dragons the other day. They took it to us and we didn't respond. But I think we knew coming into this game it was going to be hard. I mean, Kim's insane. I was like, right, okay, let's get my feet round, keep moving, jump up, and it'll be fine. So it was a mixture of connecting really hard and keep pushing. So, yeah, good times.
It was those connections through the court, particularly in that defensive end, that were so strong. And then what Tracy Robinson said, that you were, Tracy Robinson said you were missing yesterday. What was the difference today, other than having you in the starting seven?
Massive credit to Training Keenan, because she's a solid egg. She's a good egg, especially for Easter. Finn was having a great Easter holiday. Well done. I think it's just our mindset coming into it. I think we're literally going, even if we're tired, we'll pick each other up, we'll push forward. That's why we do a team sport. So if anybody wants to do a team sport, find it locally, get involved, be great.
How have you still got this much energy? I am amazed. But look, Rebecca, congratulations. You are the Vitality
thank you very
player
much.
Of the match. Wear
thank
that
you.
Medal with pride.
We'll have a great Easter weekend.
And to you, Rebecca, we'll bring in Tracy Robinson. Tracy, look, we've got to know, in all seriousness, what did you say overnight? Because that was a team transformed.
Look, I knew they could always do it. Like that. That's the way that I knew that team could play. So for us, it was about making sure that we could do it for 60 minutes. So I'm so proud of them. They put it together for 60 minutes, and that's what they're capable of.
It was such a defensive tussle, but they kept hold of the ball and took those chances as well. And usually from you, we didn't see that many changes today. Was that consistency the key?
Well, I reward performance, and they performed so well, and we were so calm and composed in attack, and we took it on. And like you said, it was a full court effort from the whole team, so it was really pleasing.
Well, Tracy, very well played today.
Thank you.
Enjoy the win. Congratulations. We'll
Thank
let you,
you
go and celebrate with your team.
Thanks.
And we'll bring in Anna Stembridge, the head coach of Team Bath. And Anna, I guess the big question is, after the second quarter, which you drew 18-all, why did you bring off your best shooter?
Well, to be honest, it was a bit of a point of difference that was needed. We were playing quite tight, and actually I think Vicky and Becky made us play out on top of us. So actually, again, what you saw from the particularly the last quarter, there was a point of difference with Betsy. So, yeah, you know, we had to try and do something, because the scoreline obviously was still, we needed to chip away at it, both in terms of we weren't getting as much turnover as we'd like, but we also need to be a bit more clinical. We definitely played very tight.
It was a real battle, a very entertaining game as well, though. That the fight for the top four is so hot right now. How will you regroup and go again and keep those top four dreams alive?
Yeah, I think it was an opportunity missed tonight. We knew that Leeds were going to come out hard. You know, having lost that game yesterday, we actually spoke about the fact that a wounded team could be a real threat. And credit to them, they were really physical. I don't think we dealt to being back marked and the hassle in terms of the 3 foot mark particularly well. We became quite hesitant, and actually again, we've enjoyed a lot of flow in the recent games. So yeah, we'll regroup, we'll go back to training and make sure we come out harder in our next game.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.